Psalm 133, A Song of Ascents of David.
Behold, how good and pleasant it is when brothers dwell in unity. It is like the precious oil on the head, running down on the beard of Aaron, running down on the collar of his robes. It is like the dew of Hermon, which falls on the mountains of Zion. For there the Lord has commanded the blessing, life forevermore.
Today's devotion. Unity is pleasant and good. The psalmist David begins this short, powerful song of ascents with an urgency in the opening word. Behold, the pilgrims traveling up to the holy city of Jerusalem were the brothers from different tribes and families of Israel. As different tribes and families from all over the country drew closer to Mount Zion, they left behind their regional divisions and personal squabbles, culminating in a single, unified purpose, worshiping Yahweh at the temple. It almost felt like the psalmist had this aha moment where he calls Upakin those who were walking towards the holy temple to stop, look, and marvel at the sight of God's people gathered together. Then he exclaimed, "How good and pleasant it is when brothers dwell in unity." This unity, David declares, is a rare double blessing. It is both good and pleasant. Good speaks to what ought to be, the moral and ethical rightness that aligns with God's perfect design. Pleasant speaks to what we want to be, to come with the deep joy, satisfaction, and delightful experience of life without the strain of conflict. Unity is the unique condition that is both morally required and genuinely enjoyable. It naturally makes life easier, smoother, and happier for everyone, which is why it is truly worth stopping for. The psalmist used two images to describe such unity. The first image is the precious oil on the head, on the beard of Aaron. This was no mere fragrant oil of hospitality. It was the holy anointing oil reserved for consecrating Aaron as the high priest. This image tells us that unity is 1. Refreshing. Like fragrant oil, it creates a pleasant atmosphere for everyone present. 2. Consecrated. It is a unity of holiness. When we are unified, we are set apart for God's purpose. When God's people struggle with each other, it is more than just unpleasant. It distracts and hinders the fulfillment of the good things God has called us to do and enjoy. The second and perhaps most expansive image is the dew of Hermon, which falls on the mountains of Zion. Mount Hermon, the massive, distant northern peak, is the source of abundant, reliable, life-giving dew. Zion, the location of the temple, is far south and typically drier. The dew symbolically flows from a source of great abundance to the place of God's people, connecting the distant with the essential. The key insight here is that unity is the condition for this abundant, life-sustaining blessing to flow. It signifies a divine blessing, peace, and vitality that is generously shared, overcoming distance and dryness. Unity doesn't earn the blessing. It provides the rich, fertile ground where God is pleased to pour out the gift. This blessing results in the ultimate prize, life forevermore. Dear brothers and sisters, unity is a gift from God that brings palpable refreshment and is the very channel for His deepest, most enduring blessings. Yet it is something we do not take enough time stop to count our blessings when we have it, nor do we strive for when we are struggling with. Where is the oil of unity missing in your relationships, the holiness and fragrance of consecration? Where is the dew of God's refreshment being blocked by conflict or coldness? Let us behold the call to unity, not as a difficult task, but as the precious and pleasant path to fully enjoying the abundant life God has commanded for His people. Let us pray. Lord, thank you for the great blessing of unity. Help us to the vessels of this glorious unity. Let your precious oil flow through us, carrying holiness and refreshment. Let your life-giving dew descend upon us to be generously shared. Command your blessing of life through us for your glory forevermore. Amen.